Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch Friday Night Special. Tonight's reading is in John Chapter 8. Call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Diane Linning was an educator for over 30 years, teaching English as a second language for immigrants to California. It's your chance to listen to and learn English. Tonight, we'll be starting in just a few moments, reading in Chapter 8 of the Book of John.
On the bass, some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment, T258, Mr. Jeff Stein.
This is Diane Linning, your host. Tonight's show is Linning School Watch Friday Night Special. We will be starting in just a little over a minute. Our toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. We do have a local number, which would cost you, unless you live in the L.A. area, and that is 1-818-394-8537. Start in just a few seconds. This is Diane Linning, your host. We're so glad you're here with us tonight for Linning School Watch Friday Night Specials. Tonight's reading will be in Chapter 8 of the Book of John. And tonight we're going to open in what we call the Lord's Prayer. It is found in the Scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And this is something that most Christians memorize so they can say it without reading it. Let's open in prayer. We're reading the Lord's Prayer, and hopefully eventually you'll learn how to say it without your Bible. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts or our sins, as we also have forgiven our debtors or those who've sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, there is a song to those words. And my dad was a singer when I grew up. He passed away about 20 years ago. And now that I've got my voice back, I might start practicing that to see if I can sing that someday. It is a difficult song to sing, and I want to get some background so I don't just sing it a cappella. But tonight I do have a little bit of background that I'm going to try to sing our song we usually sing together. So we're going to add it and change it up a little bit. We call that change up a little bit. And so you can have some drums with it and give you an idea of some of the rhythms you can get with singing these songs. You can do it with different rhythms. It doesn't have to be the same all the time. And let's cue up my song here. I want to get the one without words. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Remember, we've sung that together before. So we're going to try that. I'll just say the words, and then when the drums get going, I'll sing. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. And there's some drums that started a little bit. Let's just listen, then I'll start singing. Praise the Lord. Thank you tonight, Lord, for all the listeners around the world who are sharing the book of John, the gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ and his life here on earth as God in the flesh here among us. We're so grateful. Bless your children, Lord, those that come to help them. Pray that you help them grow. Yeah. Pray for them. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You are almighty, glorified, King of Almighty God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being with us tonight. I pray that you would touch each one who is in need, those who may be sick or infirm. artist touches the keys with a mouse. Sounds like that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it, This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Next time I'll try that with another background. I think the other one has a better rhythm or beat to it, but it had some voice to it. So, but that's, you know, a little different beat that you can do that by. You can kind of choose your own rhythm, whatever culture, wherever you are from in the world. Just make your version of an American song, This Is the Day. And I think you will find that most Christians know that song around the world. Praise the Lord. We are going to give you opportunity tonight, as we try to every week, to ask the Lord into your heart as your Savior. But we'll do that a little later after the lesson we do together tonight. Now, in review of what we have talked about in the first seven chapters of the book of John, we found out in the beginning of the book of John that Jesus has given us power as Christians to do something mighty and glorious, and that is to step from darkness into light. We know that when we walk in God's light, He brings peace, joy, and harmony in our lives, in our family, and in the world. And as we pray tonight in the Lord's Prayer, the evil one tries to destroy that. But we have asked tonight in the Lord's Prayer for God to deliver us from the evil one and all of the evil that he tries to perpetrate upon us and the rest of the world. We must stand strong and tall as Christians, because Satan roars about as a lion seeking whom he may devour. And our life is a spiritual battle. And God gives us the strength through the example that Jesus gives us in the scripture. We found that Jesus demonstrated the power of God in the book of John by his many miracles that he performed. And we found last week in chapter 7 that God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us and be with us all the time. And many of us believe that that spirit often is in the form of our guardian angel, whom each Christian has as one to be with us and protect us. We're going to start reading tonight in the book of John chapter 8. And we find that Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives. By the way, the Mount of Olives, very important place in the end time, for that is where Jesus will stand again in the end time to save the world from the wicked one, Satan, and his army. But early the next morning, he was back again at the temple. The crowd soon gathered, and he sat down and talked to them. As he was speaking, the Jewish leaders and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery and placed her out in front of the staring crowd. Have you ever felt like the center of attention? Target people around ridiculing you and pointing their finger at you? Well, look at this story today and see what happened. Verse 4. Teacher, they said to Jesus, that's what rabbi means, rabbi. This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Moses' law says to kill her. What about it? They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him, often like the evil, wicked one does, all of us as well. And we even see that in our countries and politics. Because in every society, there is good and evil. There is good and evil all around the world because the prince of darkness, Satan, wants to rule your heart, your mind, and your life. But with the power of the Holy Spirit in us that God has given us, we can overcome the evil of darkness. We can stand against it, and in the name of Jesus, demand it behind us and leave us alone. So they were there to trap him, saying something they could use against him. Do you think Jesus knew that? Sure he did. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. He kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, all right, hurl the stones at her until she dies. But only he who never sinned may throw the first stone. Then he stooped down again and wrote some more in the dust. And the Jewish leaders slipped away, one by one, beginning with the eldest, until only Jesus was left in the front of the crowd, the woman. That's an amazing story, isn't it? Jesus said right back to them, well, if you are without sin, if you have never sinned, then yes, go ahead and throw that first stone. And that would be telling the world that you have never sinned when we all know that according to Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then Jesus stood up again and said to her, where are your accusers now, woman? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, sir, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Later in one of his talks, Jesus said to the people, I am the light of the world. So if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, for living light will flood your path. When you follow Jesus, he will point the way. Go and to live, and he will light your path. He will light your life, walking in the light, stepping out of darkness from the evil one, trying to bring evil on your life. The Pharisees replied, you are boasting and lying. Jesus told them, these claims are true, even though I make them concerning myself. For I know where I came from and where I am going, but you don't know this about me. You pass judgment on me without knowing the facts. Oh, how often people are used as the vessel of Satan when they say they don't follow Satan, and they try to pass judgment on others, and they don't even know all the facts. Are they listening? Satan's voice, or one of his followers, or an evil voice? Or are they listening to the Spirit and having the voice of reason, listening and researching all the facts and coming to a conclusion with the guidance of the Holy Spirit? Jesus says, I am not judging you now, but if I were, it would be an absolutely correct judgment in every respect. for I have with me the Father who sent me. Your laws say that if two men agree on something that has happened, their witness is accepted as fact. Well, I am one witness, and my Father who sent me is the other. Where is your Father? They asked. Jesus answered, You don't know who I am, so you don't know who my Father is. If you knew me, then you would know him too. So we can have a witness when we're with other people as to whether they know God the Father, just like Jesus could tell whether they knew him and knew his Father God. Jesus made these statements while in the section of the temple known as the treasury. But he was not arrested, for his time had not yet run out. Now that's one of many times we've read in the first chapters of John, where no one laid a hand on him because his time had not yet come. Later he said to them again, I am going away. You will search for me and die in your sin. You cannot come where I am going. The Jews asked, Is he planning suicide? What does he mean? You cannot come where I am going? Then he said to them, You are from below. You know where that is, in the land of darkness. But I am from above, from the land. You are of this world. I am not. That is why I said that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am the Messiah, the Son of God, you will die then. I'm going to read that verse again. Verse 24. This is an important verse. That is why I said that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am the Messiah, Son of God, you will die in your sin. That also tells us that all you have to do is believe that he is the Messiah. Confess your sins and ask him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. We're going to say that prayer a little bit later when we finish this chapter. Verse 25. Tell us who you are, they demanded. He replied, I am the one I have always claimed to be. I could condemn you for much and teach you much, but I won't. For I say only what I am told to by the one who sent me, and he that is God, truth. But they still didn't understand that he was talking to them about God. So Jesus said, When you have killed the Messiah, then you will realize that I am he, and that I have not been telling you my own ideas, but have spoken what the Father taught me. So there we have what we call in literature a foreshadowing of what is yet to come, and the fact that Jesus knew the future and what was yet to come. Now you know he has to be divine and of God for that. And he who sent me is with me. Still haven't been talking about God. He has not deserted me, and he won't desert you either. For I always do these things that are pleasing to him. Just like Jesus needs to try to please God in all things we do. Sometimes we might fail, but we get up and try again and ask God to forgive us and help us do better. Then many of the Jewish leaders who heard him say these things began believing him to be the Messiah. Jesus said to them, You are truly my disciple if you live as I tell you. Now that tells us that some Jewish people accepted Jesus then, not all rejected. And you will know the truth, and the truth sets you free. That's a glorious verse. God is truth. Jesus is God. And when God and Jesus speak, it is the truth. Therefore, God's word of truth will set you free. Free from what? From sin and darkness and the evil one. He will set you free to walk in the light. Isn't that glorious? Praise the Lord. Next verse, but we are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to any man on earth. What do you mean, set free? Jesus replied, you are slaves of sin, every one of you. Have you ever felt trapped into your way of life, felt depressed, oppressed by others, and felt bad about yourself and the way you live? That's because when you live in darkness, you're a slave of sin. You are not free to do goodness as God would have you to do unless you accept Jesus, the Messiah, as your Savior. And then God sets you free. Praise the Lord. Going on. And slaves don't have rights, but the Son has every right there is. So if the Son sets you free, you will indeed be free. Yes, I realize that you are descendants of Abraham, and yet some of you are trying to kill me because my message does not find a home within your heart. Does this message tonight find a home in your heart? Does it sound good and full of goodness and life, joy? I am telling you what I saw when I was with my father. But you are following the advice of your father. Our father is Abraham, they declared. No, Jesus replied, for if he were, you would follow his good example. But instead, you are trying to kill me, and all because I told you the truth I heard from God. Have you ever seen people who are despicable in the way they treat Christians? Because they're convicted by the Spirit of God in the other person. It's the evil within them whom they've allowed to live in their heart, to feel convicted when they're in the presence of goodness and God. So there will be times when you are a Christian and you won't even say anything, but people will despise you and revile against you if the spirit of the evil one lives within them. And understand that it is not an attack upon you, but it is an attack upon the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like he was speaking about here in these scriptures. I told you the truth I heard from God. Abraham wouldn't do a thing like that. No, you are obeying your real father when you act that way. You know, we have a fleshly father and we have a spiritual father. Or another way of saying that is we have an earthly father and a heavenly father. So when you're obeying your real father here, he's saying you're following your spiritual real father, the evil one. Because otherwise you'd believe me and do what God has asked you to do. His children, they replied, we were not born out of wedlock. Our true father is God himself. Isn't the scripture rich? Oh, this chapter 8. Thus written, spirit filled with wonderful spiritual food. Jesus told them, if that were so, then you would love me, for I have come to you from God. I am not here on my own, but he sent me. Why can't you understand what I am saying? It is because you are prevented from doing so. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. Are you one of those persons that feels good about being mean to people? Think about it. That's the kind of life you want to live. You want other people to do that way? You acted it? He was a murderer from the beginning and a hater of truth, devil. There is not an iota of truth in him. When he lies, it is perfectly normal, normal way of acting. For he is the father of lies, the father of liars, just like God is the father of truth. There is truth and lies, good and evil, always and different, or an opposite every thing in the universe. So when I tell the truth, you just naturally don't believe it, because you're living in the sin nature of your father, your spiritual father, the evil. Which of you can truthfully accuse me of one single sin? No one. Since I am telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? Anyone whose father is God listens gladly to the words of God. So if these words sound good to you, like good spiritual food, and you've accepted the Lord, it should sound good to you. It should be enriching. Since you don't, it proves you are doing good. But if it does, prove you are God. You Samaritan, foreigner, devil, the Jewish leader snarled. Didn't we say all along you were possessed by a demon? No, Jesus said, I have no demon in me. For I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And though I have no wish to make myself great, God wants this for me and judges those who reject me. With all the earnestness I have, I tell you this. No one who obeys me shall ever die. That means we shall live eternally in our spiritual body. The leaders of the Jews said, now we know you are possessed by a demon. Even Abraham and the mightiest prophet died, and yet you say that obeying you will keep a man from dying? See, they didn't understand what he was saying. They weren't willing to listen and gather all the information and hear God out. So you are greater than our father Abraham who died, and greater than the prophets who died? Who do you think you are? Then Jesus told them this, I am merely boasting about myself. It doesn't count. But it is my Father, and you claim him as your God, who is saying these glorious things about me, but you do not even know him. I do. If I said otherwise, I would be as great a liar as you. This is a very important chapter. But it is true. I know him and fully obey him. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He knew I was coming and was glad. The Jewish leader said, you aren't even 50 years old. Sure, you've seen Abraham. Jesus said, the absolute truth that I was in existence before Abraham was ever born. At this point, the Jewish leaders picked up stones to kill him. They were just overcome with feelings of evil, weren't they? Probably jealousy and hate and resentment. So they were just going to kill him, pick up stones and start stoning him. But Jesus hid from them and walked past them and left the temple. Where do you suppose that was? Of course, his time had not yet come. The Spirit of the Lord keeping them from seeing him. As he was walking along, he saw a man blind from birth. Master, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Have you ever wondered why people are born with infirmities? Left palate, something wrong with their mouth, or blind, or one arm shorter than the other, or disfigured parts to their body? Was it a result of his own sins or those of his parents? Neither, Jesus answered, but to demonstrate the power of God. Look for that, or area of the world, as an opportunity. God, great power. We believe in the time that many more miracles are going to happen as more people around the world come to know the Lord Jesus. Again, the spiritual power of God. Ask healing. You can ask for healing of those in your community, village, or churches, your home. All of us must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. So God gives each one of us a job to do. Just like we learn about in the book of Corinthians, where we're all a part of one body. And symbolically speaking, everybody doesn't speak well, so there's only one mouth, two ears, two eyes, a nose. So different parts of the body mean each of us has a different job to complete the whole body. Do and perform what God wants us to do in our area of the world. So he says here again, all of us must quickly carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. Let's pray tonight. Never let us pray to ask God to help you to know what your task is that he assigned to you. For there is little time left before the night falls. All work comes to an end. We believe we are in the last day and that God has called us to reap the harvest for the night to come to an end. But while I am still here in the world, I will give it light. So as long as Jesus is here in our bodies, our temples are our body, we can give light to the world as the vessel of the Lord. And you will see that the scripture tells that his children taken from the world with him. There will be spiritual darkness for the night falls. Then he spat on the ground and made mud from the spittle and smoothed the mud over the blind man's eyes and told him, go and wash. Siloam. The word Siloam meant. So the man went where he was sent and washed, came back, seeing. God again performed another miracle. And it wasn't just something easy. He brought back a man's sight who could not see. His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, is this the same fellow, that beggar? Some said yes and some said no. Yes, it can't be the same man, they thought, but he surely looks like him. And the beggar said, I am the same man. Then they asked him how in the world he could see what had happened. And he told them, now just imagine this story. Can you imagine? A man they called Jesus made mud and smoothed it over my eyes and told me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash off the mud. I did, and I can see. Where is he now? They asked. I don't know, he replied. Then they took the man to the Pharisee. Now, as it happened, wouldn't you know it? It all occurred again on a Sabbath. And remember, they didn't like that. Jesus performing miracles on the Sabbath. Did my God work miracles on the Sabbath? He wants to do. Then the Pharisees asked him all about it. So he told them how Jesus had smoothed the mud over his eyes. And when it was washed away, he could see. Some of them said, then this fellow Jesus not from God, because he is working on the Sabbath. O ye of little mind, I for a petty little thing, which day of the week from God. Little did stand the truth. Others said, but how could an ordinary sinner do such miracles? Well, then there was a deep division of opinion among them, some believing was of God, some believing that he was not. Then the Pharisees turned on the man who had been blind and demanded, this man who opened your eyes, who do you say he is? I think he must be a prophet sent from God, the man replied. The Jewish leaders wouldn't believe he had been blind until they called in his parents and asked them, this your son? Was he born blind? If so, how can he see? Parents replied, we know this is our son, that he was born blind, but we don't know what happened to make him see or who did it. He is old enough to speak for himself. Ask him. They said this in fear of Jewish leaders, but announced that anyone saying Jesus was the Messiah would be excommunicated, which was like spiritual death. So for the second time, they called in the man who had been blind and told him, give the glory to God, not to Jesus, for we know Jesus is an evil person. I don't know whether he's good or bad, the man replied, but I know this. I was blind, and now I see. But what did he do, they asked. How did he heal you? Look, the man exclaimed, I told you once. Didn't you listen? What do you want, to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Then they cursed him and said, you are his disciples, but we are disciples of Moses. We know God has spoken to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't know anything about him. Why, that's very strange, the man replied. He can heal blind men, and yet you don't know anything about him. Well, God doesn't listen to evil men, but he has open ears to those who worship him and do his will. Since the world began, there has never been anyone who could open the eyes of someone born blind. Really, this man were not God, couldn't do it. Oh, the harsh words that they had for him next. Illegitimate bastard, you shouted. Are you trying to teach us? They were like using profanity on him. And they threw him out. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and said, do you believe in the Messiah? The man answered, who is he, sir? For I want to. You have seen him, Jesus said. He is speaking now. Yes, Lord, the man said, I believe. And he worshiped. You believe tonight? Then Jesus told him, I have come into the world to give sight to those who are spiritually blind and to show those who think they see that they are blind. The Pharisees who were standing there asked, are you saying we are blind? If you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty, Jesus replied. But your guilt remains because you claim to know what you are doing, therefore implying that they don't know what they're doing. Have you experienced anything like these verses that we've read tonight? Would you like Jesus in your life? Would you like to know the job that Jesus and the Lord, Heavenly Father, God wants you to do as part of the family of God? He might not tell you whether you're the mouth or the hand or the finger or the toe or the leg, but he might lay on your heart a job that he would like you to do in a community to bless others. And I'm just going to list a few. There are many people in the world, in our communities, who have not heard the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes, perhaps, we feel like we're not good at speaking it, But you know, we can show God's love in many different ways. And we can take them to or direct them to how to hear about good news of the Lord, like sharing this radio Bible study with your friend. Ask a neighbor or two in to come in and listen on your computer to the Bible studies. They are archived beginning in February of 2012. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning and click open if you want to start from the beginning. They are by date on Wednesday and Fridays. The Wednesdays in the 1st of February started it, and we also have some of those with English and another language. Some of the other languages with the English are Thai, Lao, Chinese, and Swahili. But it's good to hear both. You know, it's interesting to hear other languages and other people that we have on the show from time to time. Our co-host tonight, John, could not be on, but we're hoping he'll be back next week, who speaks Swahili. That's why I did a little different lesson tonight. But we are going to pray in a minute here. First, we're going to pray a salvation prayer for those who have not received Jesus, so we can give you the opportunity for that. I try to do that every week. And I'll read just two or three verses to tell what that is so you can understand. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We need to receive God's best gift. We want to go to heaven. God the Father, Jesus at the right hand. John 1, verse 2 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." You just receive it as a gift. You don't buy it. You don't have to do anything. Just confess your sins and believe that he is the Son of God and ask him into your heart and life as your Lord. And Jesus said in 3 verse 3, you must be born again. When you accept him into your heart and life, you are born again spiritually. You still keep your same body, same life, your same family, but God now has the Holy Spirit to be there with you, to help you to become a Christian and to be a vessel of the Lord, to help be God on earth like Jesus does. And maybe we won't be able to perform all the miracles he does, but we can tell people how to receive them through the scriptures and show what Jesus did and what is available there for us. So let's bow our heads in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, say this prayer with me. I know that I have been separated. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart, my personal Lord. I will follow and obey as the Lord of my life. And I ask your Lord to help me to grow to a mature spiritual stature, form a job you would have me do as part of the body of Christ around the world. For we know that all the Christians around the world are apart and connected to the body of Christ. And one day in the end time, we will be raised to heaven as the bride of Christ. We believe and pray all these things in the precious name. Angels in heaven sing. One. his or her safe. You don't have to ask anyone else's permission. Make the decision yourself. Just ask the Lord God to reveal himself to you if you're not certain. Still like to think about it a little bit? Just say, Lord God, reveal yourself to me. Woo me to you by your so I will know the reality of God, so that I will know the truth and be lifted from this life of oppression living in darkness, and to be set free like the preacher spoke tonight. To be set free from darkness, to walk in the light. Jesus would have us to walk. The Holy Spirit as our guide. Jesus as our Lord, Savior, and friend. Jesus wants you to be in his family. Jesus loves you. I love you. And God loves you. As we come to the end of our time together tonight, I'm so grateful for this time we've had together. We know that God has purpose and a plan for our lives and for each one of us. And we must ask God to share and let us know what our plan is and what our job is as part of the body of Christ. Just receive it. And then just step out in faith. Like when Jesus healed the lame man at the pool of Bethesda. Just get up and walk as Jesus has told him to. Jesus tells you now, get up and walk. In faith, knowing that God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ will all be with you. Follow the principles of a Christian godly life that God wants you to live. Thank you for being with us tonight. Times together are precious, and we pray that you will share these times with your friends and your neighbors. Hey, I've got something really good to share with you. Something wonderful that I've learned that has changed my life and given me hope, joy, and peace for a new life walking in the light. Come listen. Come here. Share with others the good news. And God will bless you. God will bless you. And as you grow your community churches, God will help each one of you to form your groups and your committees with how to work in the communities to bless another. Bless them with the knowledge that God gives you, with how to help the poor to achieve a better life of good health and of joy in their families, and to preserve and protect those your community, your state, and your nation that God wants to bless. Leave his blessings right now. Say thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Till next time, this is Diane Lenning, your host of Friday Night Specials, and I continue to pray for you during the week. Good night, all. Take care. God bless you. God loves you. And I love you. Good night. Take care. Praise.